Ki is means a remez that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chodei v'atzmei. That's the surah of his Hebrew. L'maisa, he slugs it up and he says it can't be because there is a lot of place, there are a lot of places in the Torah where you have the lashon of the Moshe speaking to Klal Yisrael and speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if it would be himself. And b'meila mitzad the dikduk, it's not a good raya. L'kach yishleimah, let's go skip over to the next paragraph. L'kach yishleimah, the hook shalahem. So the Maral says over here, and the Maral a lot of times, it's interesting, he has a very stark connection pshat and a dikduk as well. The hook shalahem, the avul michta vavarti lahakos mitzrayim v'lasi shfotim. For instance, the word vavarti, if the beret v'sayim v'layla azer, means that there was two pulas. For lemoshel, if I ask who's going to come help me put away the stuff tonight. So someone who says I'm going to come to your house tonight, and I'm going to help you put away the stuff. That is, so there's something extra there. If I ask who's going to come deliver this, the guy says, I'm going to come, I'll deliver this. When you have the pu'ula of I will do something with the thing that you're doing, so that's natural. I will come put away the stuff with you. If I say, I'll come tonight, and I will put away the stuff with you, there is ki'ilu ahadgosha, that there's two things. First of all, I'm going to come for a visit, and then I'll do it. L'churishot said vavarti lahakos. If the vavarti is implying simply a part of the verb, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one that's going to be makeh b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. So should have said vavarti lahakos called b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. The fact that the pasuk says vavarti b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, I'm going to be arriving in Mitzrayim, v'kesi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, and then v'cholay mitzvah etzer shpatim. It's mashma that the vavarti is a separate pu'ula in itself. That's what Maral learns. The kach yishleima. The hukshem that v'michta vavarti lahakis mitzrayim v'laz yishvatim. It should have said, I will pass by Mitzrayim and hit Mitzrayim and to punish and destroy Avodah Zarah. V'lichta vavarti b'atayim v'kesi. The enkel echt v'adok ne'atzmoy. The havara is just like it's a verb, it's participle, it's not a verb, he is doing this. The angle of the Dovnatsu, the Avor Lakas Ashvot, the Chemi Pasha Shachaz is Ksim, the Ovashem Lingerf is Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Vavashem Vigingerf Mitzrayim. It says Vavashem Lingerf Mitzrayim. The Pu'ula of going down is going to be for that purpose. Ulefisha Avor Lingerf, the Havor itself is not a Tachlis, it's I will come and destroy. L'kach dosh razal, l'kach ksiv vavarti v'kesi e'ese l'midrash vavarti v'leimalach v'kesi l'isor v'chalei mitzayim es ha'shvot min l'ashkiyah. So Chazal are learning from here that the vavarti is a pu'ula b'pnei atzmo, and it's going on every other one of the verbs. Vavarti, I will go, and therefore v'kesi is me and nobody else. V'chalei mitzayim es ha'shvot min l'ashkiyah, ani ha'shem v'achav. So that's one nekuda that Maral deals with. The nekuda in pshat, how do we know that we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atzmoy, is because the vavarti is separate from the rest of the verbs. First you have the pu'ula of vavarti, it's chshivus of ne'atzmoy, and that and every other pu'ula comes with the vavarti together. That is pshat in the limud. Now the Maral says, v'hodet tzarechol echad v'echad mif ne'atzmoy. Why is it that you need a drasha for each one? Anivalei shliach, anivalei malach, anivalei sarach, no shliach. Why do you need to have each one anivalei v'lach? So he says, Pirush tov hazeh, ki ha'pol asher ba'olam nechlak l'shnei chalakim. O sha'pol hu b'derech ha'teva u'minhoge shel olam. O yishu sh'loi b'teva u'pol nisi. There are two types of hoges in the world. There's teva and there's nes. Upol nisi nechlak lebeis chalokim, and nisim themselves are divided into chalokim. Ha'echad oishu poyel havaya, either something is being created, or the oish havaya nasim asheyitza, and with that of havaya something occurs like a Baruch Hu wants. K'moshenos namon v'ber liYisrael, v'zeh poyel shal havaya, oy upol vein havaya, or it's a destructive force. Rak who hefsid. ובזה נעש הדובה, כמו המלך שהיא כמחנה אשר, כי בזה שורג מחנה אשר ניצי ישראל. ראי לך שלושה דבר. So Mal says there are three basic hanhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Teva, Neis Havaya, and Neis Hefsid. L'chura, the Shaila is, and I marked it on the bottom, the Shaila is there's a Pasha Shaila here. In Teva you also have. You have a Teva that creates and a Teva that destroys. You have rain makes things grow, and a hurricane destroys buildings. So why only in Neis do you have Havaya and do you have Hefsid? So the pshat's like this, the Torah's like this. In the world of Teva does not have either Havaya or Hefsid. Because we have a law of conservation of matter and energy. Everything in the world stays, except it gets reorganized into different protein. You get, you can crumble a building into, you can crumble a stone into sand, and then you can build the sand up again into a stone. It's just a question of form A to form B. A plant dies and it rots, and it fertilizes the ground, and something else grows. You don't really, in Olam Ateva is a closed Olam. All you have is metamorphoses. Things change from one type of existence to another type of existence. But there are no really things created or things not. And in a certain sense, that's why it's Olam Ateva. Olam Ateva means everything is within the same flow. So you cannot have Havaya and Hefsid in that world. Everything just keeps going in one place, and that's that. A Neis is where something is brought into this world, or something is taken out of this world. The Maharal is giving us another insight, another knach into Olam HaNeis. Olam HaNeis is a world that things come in that were not there. Man doesn't come from any place. A Be'er didn't come from any place. It's not of the system. So what marks a Neis is Havaya, or you have destruction is also a Neis. Something leaves the system that there was no way for it to leave. The people that were killed out of Asher, that was something that wasn't part and parcel of the Mahalach of the world. And the Nela, it's a real Hefsid that wasn't part of the system. So it also says there are three Mahalchim that are Mahalchim that are not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're under a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're as if these are subdivisions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagah. B'yitzias Yisrael ayde acher sheloy al deakadosh baruch hu ef sheloy mal shay shelo the gulas Mitzrayim, the gulas Yisrael from Mitzrayim could have been seen as one of these three. Oyish a malach moit Yisrael biyad chazaka, a malach could have redeemed them vayapoy la gula. Oyish a haya machriv v'soyech et Mitzrayim, or he would ruin kill Mitzrayim and then Klai Yisrael b'shul kachatzu. So you know, once the jailer is gone, so the prisoner picks himself up and walks out. Kikasha hechriv Mitzrayim yotzi Yisrael. Oy shehoyaze al yedei ateva. Dehayin al deimarechas shemayim v'dovaze tivi. Or, this could have been something that was a part and parcel of the normal mahalach of teva. It's very normal in history. No country, no society, no matter how strong they are, lasts forever. Societies get built up. Someone is going to ask, the Roman Empire was so mighty, why did it fall apart? The Soviet Empire was so mighty, why did it fall apart? And each one of them has an answer, but the mahalach is that things within the world come and go. So Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, it's a natural part of history, is that at some point the ones who are vanquished become stronger and they win. That's the Metzias of Teva. So those could have been any one of those Mahalchim. Ukenegra Rishon. Okay, so before we go weiter, let's explain a little bit. So if it's not this, not this, not this, so in what sense is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is it? Is the pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you have? Is there a chumash? Uh, That, I mean, he's explaining. He's explaining. So the Ramal is explaining those three mahalchim that it was not. So what was it? What does it mean? It was obviously it was not a Kadosh Baruch Hu in some sense. So the in the pasuk that describes the mahalach of the geula. So he says, "Va'eir l'Avraham Yaakov v'kel Shakai u'shmi Hashem lo nedati lahem." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "I was not megalat them the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu of Avaya," which means, in a sense, that the anhagis were kind of a partial anhagis. It wasn't the anhagah kolalis that he's going to be megala now. Lachain emor l'bnei Yisrael ni Hashem voitzeis eschem mitachas sivus Mitzrayim v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'ivesi eschem la'orchon sosi yodi l'oseis l'avom z'yakot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now that I'm telling you that I'm being mesiachas to you with the name of HaKadosh, of Havaya, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. But he says more than that. He says, Hotzeisi, Hitzalti, Ga'alti, Lakachti, and then Ve'vesi. Those are five inyonim that are be'etzem, two of them are kind of destructive. Is getting rid of Shibud Mitzrayim. Ka'alti is a midpoint. Lakachti and Hevesi are forms of Kirva and so on. So, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a pu'ula of Hefsid and Havaya in one Maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying Mitzrayim and acquiring Yisrael in one Maisa, which is not like any of the other Inyanim. In the Inyanim of, it's certainly not Teva, it says they couldn't go out with Teva, but more than that, it was a Mahalach where the Hikesi called the Chorberetz Mitzrayim, and the bringing out Klal Yisrael is one and the same. A muscle, so to speak. If a person, if you want to, just an illustration. A person, you sometimes have these pictures, like sort of to show you the tricks the eye plays, where you have like a white becher on a black surface. And if you look at it one way, it's a becher. If you look at it on the other side, it's a face. If you see that, especially Pesach time, I guess it's popular to have pictures of bechers. And if you look at it closer, look at the white, look at the black, it's two different things. Which one is it? You sometimes have a thing, color in the outside areas, and all of a sudden a picture emerges. So you have a miser where take away one, you get the other automatically. That of a haitzesi and a lakachti should be the same maisa. That's something that's not shayach to any darga on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like, and this is in teva, it's because of the pchisus of teva that things can't really become or get lost. So a teva is a locked system. You take a rock and pound it into dust, but the dust doesn't get destroyed. You take the dust and you can cement it together and get a stone back again, but then you crumble it again. Teva itself is locked in, and there's no separate havaya and hefsid because of the pieces of teva. Teva is a small bubble, and it has in itself that's teva. In inyanim of mala, there is midas rachman. There's midas adin. Midas Arachmim is real help, Midas Adin is real punishment. And Nisim that are Havaya create, Nisim that are Hefsid destroy. But it can't be that these two Hanhagis are really the Etzem Hanhagis Nefradis. Because then for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have Hanhagis Nefradis. Bal Korchach, if when you get to the very top, then you see that the Etzem, it is one Inyan. Let's take another example. Just to get a feel for how this hierarchy works. A kid plays, and a kid sees all sorts of phenomena. A kid sees different trees, different grass, and it's one thing to him. Comes along a teacher and tells him, take a look, this tree is tall and it's always green, and this tree is short and sometimes doesn't have leaves, and this tree has fruit, this tree doesn't. The first step in Havana and Tfisa is Ischalkus. It's Chiluk. It's not trees, each tree is a different kind, and each tree has different tchunas, and you can look what type of leaves they have, what size they grow to, what type of fruits, what type of soil, v'chulu v'chulu. That is the first step in Chochmah. The second step in Chochmah is, what is the common denominator of all trees, and where does each variation come from? The Hanhoga Nisis is Bal Karchach, a Hanhoga of either Havaya or Hefsi. Hanhoga's Teva is neither by nor Hefsi. It's one big forest. Things grow, things rot, things come up again, things get rearranged, reorganized. There's Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. In the Olam of Neis, there is Chodesh, because there's Hanhog of Havayah and Hanhog of Hefsid. And ultimately, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron, and it makes no difference whether it's Havayah. So Lemaisa, this was a Metzias where there was no Kedusha in the world. Liberating Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, driving Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, destroyed Mitzrayim and made Klal Yisrael. It's the same Pa'ula. And in a place where you see it, Lamashal in Kedusha. Kedusha is something that we think of in positive terms. Ata Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, a person is a Kodesh. The Sefer that the Rambam wrote on Kedusha includes two Isurim. Includes Isurim Bia, and includes Machol Asuris. That's it. The Teretz is that the Maisa, the not being Shaku and Arayas, becomes Kedusha and Klal Yisrael. Bris Mila is the Ois of Kodesh. When a person takes off the Arla, the person doesn't add anything, but taking off the Arla brings out the Kedusha Yisrael. So in the ultimate Matzavim, taking away the Chelek of Ra, it becomes the Asi of Toi. The Loisas and the Esi become one and the same in the altar. We've spoken about it a long time ago. We spoke about it in Shabbos with the Mnucha and the positive part become one. But Akoponim in that's the two types of Paulim that can happen. Ukinegra Vishnama Loyale de Malach Shepala Yitzia. By the way, the Maral over here says, what's Derech HaTeva? The Hainal de Marechas Shemayim, V'dovaz HaTivi. Things that come from Marechas HaShemayim. Marechas HaShemayim is a strange word to use for Teva. And in some places, in the Guraya, he says that Machlois can come through Teva, they can come through Marechas HaShemayim. What he means over here is, there is a natural cycle that things Marchos HaShemayim deal with phenomena that wax and wane. It's very hard to understand why it is that things change constantly, that there is nations rise, nations go under. You can always find a specific Siba, but if you look back in history is always in flux. You don't say, okay, somebody reached a final point, that one country made a monopoly, cornered a monopoly on the world, that's the end of it. There's always a rise and fall apart. That phenomena, the Maral refers to as Marechas HaShemayim. When something is not a specific cause effect, if you shoot somebody, he dies. You're talking about a kololistic anhaga, but it's within Teva. It's always happening. Things are always shifting in a general sense, and that's what he means, Marechas HaShemayim HaTeva. O kineged harishon amar, loy adei malach shepoel hayetzia, v'poel havaya. So it wasn't the Malach that took him out, and that would be a pole of Havaya. V'loy al-dei Sorah, v'lepoel ha-yitziya al-dei Hefzid Mitzrayim. V'loy al-dei Ashliach, u'minhoge shel Oilam, Shalefomim uma achas shvela oila. V'zenikra shliach. That's called a shliach. That teva is called shliach. Shehateva hu shliach shakarish baruch hu lifal ba'olam hazeh. V'chol dova ba'olam Hashem yisbarach poel adi ha-teva hu shliach ha-mokai. So he says over here that teva is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore everything that happens in the world through teva is called v'lede ha-shliach. I want to add something here, or explain something here. The Maral is using the word shliach for teva. And that's what he's saying over here. That he uses in some other places also, that the shliach and teva is the same. Malachim are called shluchim v'akadosh baruch hu. And the first two in Yonim are Saraf and Malach and Saraf. The word Malach means a shliach, like we saw by Yishlach Yaakov Malachim. It's a shiloh what Malachim means, shluchim or not. So why, in contrast to Malachim, is Teva called a shliach? A Malach is a shliach by definition. The word Malach means shliach. It means either one of the two. It means either an angel or a shliach. Malachim are called shluchim all over. So when you're trying to distinguish between a malach and teva, why do you affix shliach to teva? More than that, a malach seems to be very clearly doing shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A malach is commanding. A malach is told to rescue Avram, to be mivaseh the gula, to take out Lot, to destroy some. The pool of the malach is very clear over there. So understanding the malach in terms of a shliach makes sense. But why is it that you're referring to teva as a shliach in a more in a general sense, when teva you don't actually see the shlichus v'kadosh baruch hu? So the I think like this, possibly the difference between teva and malach, they're all shlichus v'kadosh baruch hu, obviously. The difference between a teva and a malach is the pe'ulos of a malach are very specific pe'ulos. Gavriel's pe'ula is to punish Eiv Aveira of exactly Midas Hadin. So in some ways it's a shliach in the sense that we're learning now the parash of shlichus in the Gemara, so it's naturally we should bring it in. We've seen that even if the Meshaleach can't do it, there are many shitas the Shliach can do it. There's a Shluch Shalom Kemoso where even if he acts independent of the Meshaleach, it's good. A Yad is a type of Shlichus where it's a specific act that you're doing through something. And Shlichus is Fakat. You can endow a Shliach with a din of Kemosoi, and then the Shliach becomes semi-independent. When you're talking about specific things that a malach is a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes. But since a malach has a very specific function, and malach Gavriel has only one specific function, and malach Raphael has one specific function, so adarava, you don't see a shluach shal adam k'moisei dike inyan. You just see that this is a seraph, this is a seraph, and the nature of a seraph is to be seraph. So it's almost a tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. You see it kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The names of the Malachim end with Aleph Lamed because it's kilu a division of Elikus. Hateva is Bigamatria Elikim. Malachim, the name has Kale in it. It's like the difference if you're pardon the Mishalom, but it's like you what's called outsource something. A company can do something to it. They need to do printing and copying, so they can do it in their own office in their copying division, or they can send it out to someone else to do it for them. So the malachim are like in-house pe'ulas, and that's why their name is Rifael. It's the refuah coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a specific anhaga. But the malach itself has no mitzias b'fnei atzmo. A teva has a mitzias b'fnei atzmo. It's called a teva. The gematria of it is Elohim. It's the pshat. It's a shliach in the more chloristic sense of so I might say that there's even have a mina in the ktois that even if he dies, even if the mishalech dies, the shliach could do it, because the Torah says the shliach is an independent person, and yet his whole metzias is because he was given a shlichus. So malachim do not at all show any independence. A malach is completely kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's more like a Yad HaRicht of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're comparing it to Teva. Teva is independence, so to speak. It's as independent as a Shliach if the Shliach is gone. Yet, when you add up the entire Pe'ula of Teva, it's a Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the Remez for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Lekim is in the Gematria means that it's in the Kloli Yisra'inyin, it adds up to that Pe'ula. But not that it's a specific Pe'ula Maisa. So we have, so the morale is saying, there were three Eifanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done it, which would have made it a specific act, a very definitive act, and that would have been it. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, he didn't do it through a Malach, which would have been a Pe'ula of Maisis, a constructive Pe'ula of Maisis. He didn't do it through a Sarap, which would have been a destructive Maisa through a Malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it through a Shliach, which means, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu not do it through a Shliach, which would be the Klolistic Anhag of Teva, which in the sum total adds up to Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it al yedei kvoidei v'atzmoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did it, and like we explained, we saw it in the Pe'ula that the Havai and the Hefzid, well, one Inyan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.